Milwaukee's first summer festival gets underway at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Pride Fest is a celebration of LGBT culture and accomplishments.
SAS Paul Masterson is on the board of Milwaukee Pride, which plans the festival. He says it's appropriate that Pride Fest is happening on the first anniversary of marriage equality in Wisconsin.
If there was ever a reason to celebrate, this is it. I've been a member of the Milwaukee Pride Board of Directors for a decade, yet every year I continue to be amazed by the diversity of our community. In our struggle for equality, whether fighting against our oppressors or even between ourselves, this is the one time of year when we are able to appreciate the vibrancy and diversity of our community. It's so rare that we can separate ourselves from our political battles and just celebrate being LGBT. In all modesty, Pride Fest truly is the grandest celebration of LGBT culture in the Midwest, and perhaps the entire country. In recent years, we've consistently topped well over 30,000 visitors. Other cities may have bigger events with larger attendance, but the sheer breadth of our offerings is unsurpassed. Think of our humble beginnings at Juneau Park. Who would have thought we'd be sharing Henry Meyer Festival grounds with German Fest, Festa Italiana, and Irish Fest? Well, maybe Irish Fest, since Ireland just voted for marriage equality. They finally came around, haven't they? Pride Fest is now recognized as one of the most inclusive, safe, and welcoming Pride events in the country. We offer everything from exotic belly dancers to a volleyball tournament, with everything in between. Where else can families frolic with furries and the Abbey of the Brew City Sisters party with priests and leather guys? Of course, no Milwaukee festival would be complete without brats and fireworks. We have those, too. Entering the gates with the parents and friends of lesbian and gays serving as a welcoming committee, I think of my dear departed mom. I'm sure she would have joined them. As a good Irish Catholic, she may have been befuddled by the whole gay thing, but as a big band singer from Brooklyn and having grown up among Jews, Germans, and African Americans, she embraced the world with all its riches and its many characters. She would have felt quite at home at Pride Fest, especially with its dozen stages showcasing great music and the kind of entertainment she loved. Meanwhile, for today's LGBT family, the Stonewall stage provides educational conversations on foster parenting, family law, birth options, and much, much more. You can also relive our LGBT past at the History Project display. Of course, for a relaxing respite from the hustle and bustle, there's a Woman's Spot Lounge and Cafe, offering live entertainment with a sapphic touch. Really, there's something for everyone, whether lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, or just plain queer, or straight. I've even noticed the straight couples there with a girlfriend holding extra tight onto her man. And for the young and the restless, the Dance Pavilion's international DJ lineup keeps things throbbing and pounding to the latest music mixes. Trixie Mattel, our own hometown drag queen, who made it big on RuPaul's Drag Race, brings her exclusive Trixie's Funhouse to add to the Dance Pavilion experience. I could go on and on and on, but what truly amazes me about Milwaukee Pride is that it is entirely run by volunteers under the unflappable guidance of its president, Scott Gunkel. Hundreds of volunteers dedicate their time, talent, and spirit to what is certainly Milwaukee's finest celebration of LGBT life and culture.
Paul Masterson writes about LGBT issues for the Shepherd Express and Quest magazine and is art and culture director at Milwaukee Pride.